The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
On August the 23rd last, Paddy Power shares were at £9.90. Today they're at £99, in fact. And today they're at £86. It's gone through a massive merger with Betfair that was meant to be brilliant for the company, according to the exceedingly well-paid management. But maybe not so. Also, online gambling could be this generation's heroin, and someday international governments will have to do something about it. So, with that positive intro, I have Bernard Swords, who's squirming in front of me, of Goodbody Stockbrokers in studio to explain where it's all gone horribly wrong for our business behind the brand, Paddy Power. Good morning, Bernard.
Good morning, Conal. Thank you for that introduction.
You're going to tell me it's great, aren't you?
Well, I'll have to preface everything by saying Goodbody acts as broker to Paddy Power, Betfair.
And you also have to take professional advice and lots of other caveats, isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me why it's so good that it went from 99 to 86.
Yes, the accumulator didn't work in the last year. I suppose, to put it in context, like 3 years ago it was £40, as you said. A year ago it was almost 100, and we're in 80 odd now. And the big thing last year, as you said, was the merger with Betfair. And one always has the risks when you have big mergers.
But then we were sworn to, and I read it with my own little peepers, that it was going to be the best thing ever.
And I'd say it will still turn out to be that way. I suppose if you take a year ago, like, the multiple would have been extremely high. Like, even today, we're on a multiple of 22 times.
Now, explain that to those what are listening. What is a multiple?
It's what they call a price earnings multiple. So it's
a measure.
A measure of
the value.
Yes. Based on profits.
And on this case, the value, 22 is exceedingly high.
For a lot of the companies that you'd be talking about, actually a lot of them are in those 20s range. You know, your Unilevers, your Kellogg's, your Colgate's, they're all in that type of 20 level. The difference with Paddy Power is that the growth rate is extremely high. Like, if you think about the companies that we talk about in here, you know, if they get 6 or 8% growth, we're ecstatic about it. Paddy Power is between 15% and 20% growth rates, and that's both at the sales line and at the earnings line. So if they can get the momentum back into the business, and judging by the May trading update, it seems like they're getting that momentum back into the business. As the crucial thing for them is to get everything onto the one IT platform. That's the engine that allows them price properly. It's the engine that allows them check the risks properly. And when you've got that, you can introduce exciting products to the people and get a competitive price for them.
What would you call an exciting product?
It's for people who do this, in-game betting is a big thing with people. So
that's the one where the players of games fiddle, isn't that right?
Don't know if they do that now.
Yes, they do. They've been caught doing it. First person to score a goal. Oh, here's a goal. Oh, that's amazing.
So the innovation is, how quickly can you do that? Can you go give them 5 minutes notice? So, and then it's cash out and reinvest and all these type of things, which comes down to your IT systems, which comes down to checking the probabilities of different outcomes and hence pricing correctly.
And presumably algorithms are fantastic.
Yes, like the data processing that will go on, that group is enormous. And that's the big cost for them, and it's merging those.
I think that is based in Clonskey, isn't it?
There's one unit out in Clonskey. Yeah, absolutely.
One day, and I know you don't agree with this, but governments are going to have to do something about gambling. And it is a rampant disease.
They do regulate it. Paddy Power would operate it.
Kids are gambling large amounts of money.
I suppose that's if it becomes a big issue.
It is a big issue.
Well, I'm not sure there are many studies that say that, but I think when they look at the explosion in it, and you sort of think everybody's doing it, this is an industry, like, as the saying goes, gambling has been in this world since horses and greyhounds could run. The IT revolution has just transformed this industry as to what you can do, how you can access it. Like, if you take professional gamblers in the old days would have had to go from physical location to physical location. Now they don't have to do that.
Which is the benefit to them, but to their detriment. But
that's why I say, when you see the amounts or the numbers of people involved, you have to remember that the IT has just transformed the number of people that can access it.
Now you, because of your position, probably meet with the management in Paddy Power. Have you ever asked them about, you know, what's their next big innovation?
They would just say there's continual innovation. But it's never a big transformational one. It's just a gradual build it out. For them, I suppose, a weakening area would be the gaming, and that's probably what they have to concentrate a bit on. But I guess if you look at what's been going on with them, they've been all inward looking for the last year, getting the company together, and a lot of people leave in big mergers. So there's a lot of staff dislocation, a lot of management dislocation. So that's always goes on that first year. Now we'll have the one platform up and running from the end of the year, and 2018 they can start looking at building the market and building up market shares again.
And what are you forecasting?
We have it for the next 3 years, about 17% earnings growth per
growth
annum.
Per annum.
Per annum.
Now I have to say that's big.
It
because
is.
That is,
it is huge.
Compounding. Explain compounding to our listeners.
That's where you multiply them together.
And 17 on top of 17 on top of 17.
Yeah, that becomes 60-70% growth.
That's massive.
It is. Okay. But even if you look at the trading update, like the sales figures that you're talking about, Australia 20%, online 15%. US 12%. Now the old business, we remember the retail business, the betting shops, but that's still 6% in a world that's growing at about 6 or 7 in nominal terms.
Is there anything massive that could happen to the company? Could they either be bought out or could they buy out?
I would say they'd be concentrating on increasing the value of the company at the moment. I don't think they'd like to sell. They've just done a big merger and they haven't realised the value yet, and I'd say that's what they'll concentrate on.
It is a phenomenally successful Irish success story, business story.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I just looked at the marketing budget to give you 220 million they will be spending just on online.
I have to laugh at that because I think you may have been in with me maybe a year or two ago and we did Samsung, and I think Samsung's marketing budget is something like 14 billion. So 220 million is pennies compared
to... for an Irish company.
That's fantastic,
that's
isn't it?
Yeah. Just in Ireland and the UK, 220 million.
It's massive.
Irish companies are valued at that.
Well, that is also true. And competitors, anybody that you would say, oh, that's a better bet?
No, I wouldn't think so. Like, if you look at the big UK ones, William Hill, Ladbrokes, like they're still overly concentrated on the betting shops, and the betting shops are declining. For them, their retail network is actually declining.
With the caveat that Goodbody is a broker to the company, you are very positive on it.
Oh, yeah, 22 times for 17% earnings.
So the Swords money is not going into the betting shop, it's going on to the betting shop.
Good. Hedge.
Bernard, thank you very much for joining. And may I say, as often happens here, he did that with no notes. I was looking at him. He didn't look at anything. That all came out of his very big brain. Bernard Swords of Goodbody Stockbrokers. Thank you very much. We shall go to an ad break.
Thank you.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.